This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Where are the hobnobbers? They're not over there with you?
Nope, they are hobnobbing.
Just tired of me busting them up all day, dude. I am battering him.
Trying to get out of the box.
Wow.
Well, you did fire me last segment.
No, I threatened to fire you. That's you very different.
True.
Very different.
J-Fig is getting Taheem.
Hmm?
Yeah, I know. And Leroy waited until he heard the rejoin to determine he was going to run whatever errand he's currently running.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We have ourselves a big-time matchup coming up on Thursday,
yeah.
Four Nations face-off.
Ooh, look at that. Someone's rolled out.
Whoa.
This just said Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie McAvoy's out. Damn. He's got like an infection. But
The Kachucks.
The Kachucks are good to go. So we've just gotten that news. That's good news. The Kachucks will be good to go for this week.
Hockey's so crazy. What? You said this guy has an infection. It says upper body.
Yeah.
That's just somewhere.
Upper body infection.
It's just something going
on. You guys
on.
Figure it. You guys can figure it out.
You get it.
Mike Sullivan says that Quinn Hughes is coming in to replace McAvoy.
Oh.
So the captain of the Vancouver Canucks is coming in to help America. So we got that coming for us.
Hmm.
It is funny how all the best Americans are like in Canada teams and all the Canadian teams are the best American. Very strange.
I was confused by that.
The Austin Matthews, captain of Team USA.
Yes.
He's good to go,
yeah.
According to Coach Sullivan. He says, I would anticipate Austin Matthews being available. And then the Kachuk brothers are also expected to play.
The Bash brothers.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
America, dude. Because America. This is to show Canada who's boss.
Yeah.
This is to show Canada who's boss yet again.
That's right.
So don't tell me we're going to be out of no Four Nations.
I like this, but in the event that something crazy happens, like the refs cheat and we lose.
It's hard to cheat in hockey,
one.
Right?
I mean,
did you hear Kachuk during the? No, oh, that was a foul. he's having this conversation.
Something tells me Matthew Kachuk's going to make a lot of money in hockey afterwards, just being a commentator because he's just very personable.
Yes,
very personable. You know, and it's kind of like he always has to egg Brady along. You know, because I feel like Brady wants to be a good boy. But Big Brother's like, don't be soft, or we're Kachucks.
Yeah, we're Kachucks.
We're Kachucks. We're not going to sit around here. Now you get out there and you fight Sam.
Their dad reminds me of the guy that Conor McGregor punched and he didn't even budge in the bar.
Kachuk,
like, boom.
Oh yeah.
And he goes, and he's like, I don't want to advise you. You get out there right now. And you fight Sam Bennett. Otherwise, you're no longer a Kachuk. He goes, why do I got to fight Sam Bennett? He goes, because I already fought him in the penalty box. Sorry. You fight him. You fight Sam Bennett.
And then to play it off, he goes, I love the way it was organic. Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. You actually telling somebody that, Kachuk? Come on.
I mean, like, that had to be a proud moment as a father, but as a mother, you're mortified because you're like, oh.
No, because you know your kids. You know if you have rough and tumble kids,
yeah, they're
right?
Both in the penalty box.
I'd be proud of them.
Yeah, that's America. That's America right there.
Dabbing each other up?
Yeah. He goes, great, I don't have to trade you. He goes, you could trade me? He goes, yeah, you would have been a Barkov. I would have moved your ass to Finland.
Yikes. Any chance we try to make a shot to get Brady to become a Panther?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. They were saying, like, it's pretty unlikely because he's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's a salary cap sport.
Do they have a salary cap?
Yeah.
Is that the best brothers? No.
The only team that does have salary cap is baseball. They have a minimum.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't tell that to the Marlins.
Yeah. Man. All right.
Don't worry. Paul Skeens is going to be their opening day.
Just think about this. There's people in sports that will make more money than the Marlins spend on their whole team.
Oh, look at this. Marcotte is getting his extension. I loved Marcotte and the Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good player. Really, really fun. Mm. 2001.
No Ricky Nolasco, but he's good.
Dude, I got to tell you, you're making fun of me. I spent 8 minutes of joy watching this breakdown of the Ricky Nolasco 2009 season on YouTube. It was such a delight. I was like, this guy gets it. He gets Ricky Nolasco. The best worst season of all time. Like, he gets it.
Strikeout 10, give up 4 home runs the very next week.
Yes.
The next, yeah.
That's great that you experienced it and you felt that way in real time, and then the statistics prove.
It's got to be like when the flat earthers are like, look at it. See, I told you it's flat.
Yes. No.
I knew that.
It's like every time you thought that he just pitched the game to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he'll have an excellent outing. One or two runs, Marlins win, strikes out 6 or 7. You're like, okay, now we can build on that. 5 homers.
Now, let's get to headlines here. Right? Did I do the headlines earlier?
I don't know, but do them again.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, check this out. Marcos.
Right. Who are you whispering to?
Check this out. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Is it about me?
No.
Okay. Because
I've boxed you in enough today.
Wow. Really? You didn't?
Amazon Prime.
That's just so your ass won't get fired. Trying to kiss
No. I took over the fire. I took away the fire threatening. I didn't like how that came off.
Oh.
I mean, it was resourceful. I mean, it got what I wanted. But
no, he's still kissing rump.
So, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to, this is from, shout out to Drew Starr. All right, great follow on Heat Twitter.
Yes.
Got all the fodder, okay?
How does this happen?
All the fodder that's on Heat Twitter right now, okay? And there's this quote from a podcast from one Howard Beck.
Ah.
I believe he works for the Ringer right now.
Oh, I know Howard Beck.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, you know of him or you actually know him?
I think I know him.
Like, personally.
Cleveland guy?
Hmm?
Cleveland guy?
I think he's a Michigan guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think so. I'm not sure. Let me check.
Well, anyway, he said on a podcast, all right, I'm constantly checking in with executives around the trade deadline about who are the next wave of stars that are going to be dealt. And somebody out of the blue said,
nope, not him.
Okay, not the same guy?
No.
Somebody out of the blue said, keep an eye on Ja Morant this summer.
Oh, my goodness. You can't stop.
Wow.
You can't stop.
Hear me out.
Wow. No, I don't want to hear you out. The seat is still warm from when Jimmy was sitting.
Well, sorry, dude. See ya. He's already guaranteed a chance with somebody else.
Wait. By the way.
It's my song.
Can I ask?
Wow.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you defend Jimmy so much, and then like?
Well, I have to move on eventually. I gotta pick up the pieces. And let me tell you something, Leroy. I have a slogan for the summer.
What's that?
I have a slogan for the summer.
Slogan?
Hold on.
A campaign, if you will.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, don't.
What do we got?
Don't.
I am officially declaring Morant Durant 2025.
Whoa!
Morant and Durant 2025. Let's go get them.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Let's have some fun, baby.
Morant. Durant.
You almost knocked yourself out, by the way.
Wow. Leroy, can you see it right now? Dunks and threes. Morant Durant.
Wow.
Little bam. And Kalel. Wow.
Oh, so you've already traded Tyler.
No. He could be there, too.
So you want to do this without trading?
I mean, you either got a gift to get. I don't know. It's hard to say. But I'm just saying right now.
See, we want to talk about being grown up. This guy, he want to add all these players.
It's a brainstorming session.
You know right you got to get rid of somebody,
right? I don't have to get rid of anybody right now. I'm just talking about the plan. Talking about the plan right now of Morant Durant 25. And all I'm saying, dude, is keep an eye on it. Because we already know. Here's the thing. You may say it's a long shot, but here's the thing. Kevin Durant has already alluded that he is open to coming to the Miami Heat.
True.
A disaster in Phoenix. He's not going to stay there. He's already hurt. Okay? So we know he wants to be here. Now the domino is, what about Ja? Right? What about him? I mean, look.
Ja or Ant-Man?
Don't do that to me.
Because you've been talking about it. You've been talking about Ant-Man all the way up to this point. Now all of a sudden, up your mind.
Ant-Man might not be available, dude.
Wow.
Neither will Ja.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Howard Beck said on a podcast, keep an eye on him. So I'm keeping an eye.
So that's the equivalent to a bolo in basketball, right?
Exactly, dude.
Which means nothing.
Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
It means nothing, but think about all the moves.
It means everything to you. You every time somebody mentions something, and guess what? If it's one of your guys, you'll be like, "Don't read into that. It's nonsense." You do it all the time.
No, I don't know that. But as we've learned, people don't like Memphis. I mean, Jimmy didn't want to go there.
It's true.
He did not want to go there. People don't like Memphis for whatever reason. I love Tennessee. I don't understand, but I hear Memphis sucks.
Where's Vanderbilt?
Nashville?
Yeah, I played there twice.
Sucked?
I mean, it was like a big high school. Vanderbilt? They packed
out. So you're saying you don't want Ja Morant? Too much baggage?
I'm not saying that. No. See, I believe that everybody has an opportunity to make it right. Right? He's young. So, yeah. I have no problems with Ja. But a month ago, we were talking about Ant-Man. So, the question needs to be asked.
Yeah.
No. The chance of you getting Ant-Man are the same chance of you getting Ja.
I don't think so.
So, because Howard Beck said otherwise. Okay,
on a podcast.
Let's stop. Yeah. Right. So, let me say this. You can only have one or the other.
I'd rather have Ant.
Okay. That's all I was asking.
Better player.
That's all I was asking. But you went on into your political, debate voice. No. Yeah, that's all I wanted.
I got to see who's here, who's available.
No. Nobody's available right now. So you're projecting.
But Howard Beck said keep an eye on it.
Oh, do you want us to keep an eye on Ja or keep an eye on Ant? Because we've been keeping an eye on Ant for the last
year. I'm like
a
chameleon. I can keep my eyes on a lot of different things.
No, you can't. As soon as somebody walk by with a chicken wing, it's over.
Kevin Durant's as good as on the Heat. Okay, so that's a layup.
Really?
That's a layup right there.
Really?
Dang.
A layup.
So what do you got to give up for Kevin Durant?
Hard to say.
Money. And who are you going to clear out?
Who am I going to clear out? Oh, Andrew Wiggins. It's been nice knowing you.
No.
Really?
See, easy work.
Really?
We barely know each other.
You don't like Wiggins?
It's not that I don't like him. I just barely know him. I don't know him.
Yeah.
Do you know him? I don't know him. Nothing against him. Seems like a nice fella, but I don't imagine him here for the long haul.
You don't know Kevin Durant either.
Well, here's the thing, though, dude. You know, the man, an Olympic gold medalist, time with Eric Spoelstra, you know.
Hey, I think I found our disconnect.
Sure.
Our disconnect is this. Anytime a player has done well, you think they can do that forever. Now, what I would say about KD's game, he can play that style of game till he's 50.
Yeah, so you're saying it doesn't age.
Yeah, because
he's like a fine wine.
He's a great shooter. He doesn't necessarily need to go to the rim.
Agreed. You and me a couple sommeliers right here, you know?
Wow.
Feels earthy. Smells it.
You know what's my favorite part about the idea?
Dude, that's your nose. You're actually smelling the earth.
I'm like an aardvark.
Oh, that's true. So, KD is the only guy that I will make an exception.
Okay.
To, like, yeah, he could play a couple of more years.
Right,
three
and he's open
because
to
his
it,
game
reportedly.
Is,
reportedly open to it.
It's going to take a haul for any of those other two guys.
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't mean to bring up old stuff, but John Morant's a troubled soul, you know?
Oh, wait.
Could he be the face of a... And he's been injury prone this year.
So make up
having
your,
a down season.
You brought it to our attention!
So how much do the Grizzlies really think they're going to get
for? A minute! Now, he was talking about John Morant making whale noises, and then I said, how much is going to cost for him? Well, you know, he's got a troubled past. He's been...
I mean, I'm not going to sell the farm for you! You know, I'll give up some pigs and some cows, but I'm not going to give up a farm. And some magic beans. You know, he's got a past. We're taking that past away from you. Man, great dunks. We're going to get so many great dunks, dude. Lob
sweep. What is wrong with you?
Morant Durant 2025.
It is.
Rolls off the tongue, right?
It is.
Morant Durant.
It is literally unbelievable how quickly you went from making whale noises to saying, I ain't got to trade a whole lot for him. He's damaged.
Well, you know, dude. Yeah. Look.
Why you didn't mention this beforehand?
We didn't get a whole lot for Jimmy Butler because he's a head case. I don't look if he was
no,
a little bit.
No, he didn't give a whole lot for him because nobody wants to give him money and go through the same thing that he went through if you don't want to extend it.
If Ja was a little bit more Instagram mature, then they could get the farm. But he's not. And misses a lot of games, you know? So we're taking the risk here. We're taking the risk.
I got you.
Just imagine Kevin Durant, Ja Morant on the same plane. They land in Miami. Morant, Durant. Smell like a sound. I'm lost in a cloud. And I'm hungry like the wolf. That's game ops, dude. That's game ops.
Wow.
Come on, Leroy. Have a little fun, baby.
A little fun, baby. Why did you ever want to have fun? Why are you always playing full court press against fun?
You're a parade pooper.
You know? Why don't you go zone every once in a while? Let some shots get up. You pick me up like you're Tony Allen.
We need pooper scoopers.
I'm not pooping.
On our night because we got a party pooper.
Now you're the party pooper.
Josh says from Luca to Durant to Ant to Morant.
Honestly, yeah, you're
connect the dots, dude.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist. That's what I am.
Yeah, it's a problem.
No, like it just. Yeah, you guys don't listen to this man.
Dade South says,
I listen to him. You all, like, if somebody mentions another name tomorrow, you're going to move right off. Oh.
If Howard Beck tells me to keep an eye on somebody else, then I will listen to Howard Beck.
What if they tell you to keep an eye on somebody on your team?
Oh, I won't like that.
Yeah.
Like Bam? Like Bam's fed up?
Yeah.
I would be heartbroken.
Right. Okay.
But then I would say, hit the bricks. It's Kalel Ware's team anyway. Because I'm not going to get hurt. You're not going to hurt me.
So quick.
I don't mean that, Bam. Just saying. Like that's that would be my defense mechanism.
Mark that tape. Clip that one.
That's not fair, dude.
No.
Clip that
one. You're taking that out of context.
Time for your mouth to suffer the consequences of something.
You asked a hypothetical, and I gave you a hypothetical answer. Oop. Hypothetical for hypothetical. Hypothetically.
All I asked was, what if it was somebody on your team? And then you gave the example.
If
no,
I'm saying
you gave the
hypothetically,
example.
If somebody told me, hypothetically, that Bam Adebayo was unhappy with the Miami Heat and wanted to leave, I'd say put on your A1s, Bam, and get to step in. It's Kalel Ware's team now.
Wow.
But that's a pure hypothetical scenario.
You know what?
I would never say that.
In order to not get clipped like you about to, you should have used like two or three hypotheticals while you were telling the story instead of hypothetical before and hypothetical
but
after.
He will never.
Now you can just clip.
I mean, he's not going to clip that because everybody knows how much I care about Bam Adebayo, and I would never tell Bam Adebayo, oh, you're disgruntled and you want to leave the Heat, Bam Adebayo? Good. Get the hell out of here. Who needs you? I don't want you here anyway. Kalel Ware is the future, not Bam Adebayo. But I would never say that. So I don't need to worry about Marcos going out there and clipping that because he would never do that to me.
Really?
Oh. He would never do that to me because everybody knows how much I root for Bam Adebayo. Mm. I think he's a Heat lifer. Now, if he decides to shorten that Heat life and decides, maybe I want to go play for the Lakers, well, I say, good, who needs you? Get that. Why don't you go to that New Vegas franchise or something like that?
Oh.
And you want to know something? I think that the two most exciting bigs on the Miami Heat aren't even including Bam Adebayo. The two best bigs on the Miami Heat are Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic. So say what you want to say, but I would never say that about Bam, and you know that.
I mean, kind of all I heard was Bam's a bum.
Wow. Why would you say that? Leroy.
That's what I heard you say.
Leroy.
That's what I heard you say.
Close this segment with Tears. Tears says, Tobin is hypothetical. Back after this.
Leroy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. The Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. And WQAM has your chance to win tickets. Henceforth, get on your computer machine and go to WQAM.com on the page of contests. And there thy shall register with your John Hancock. A chance to win tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
No.
Bring your mustard.
Those are different times.
Those are completely. John Hancock against me. What do you mean?
No way, dude.
What do they call him back in Renaissance times?
Your
prince?
Yes.
Your John Prince? I don't know what they call him.
300 years after that.
Yeah, if you guys want to win those, WQAM.com, and you guys can win those tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
John Hancock.
How are we? Have you ever been to one?
I have not, no.
Hey, tell me this. People.
We had those guys come in one time.
Yeah. Everybody has driven up to Disney, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
To either Universal or whatever. You know that place you pass on the way there? That has like, it looks like the old English
rest. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How many people have actually gone there? Because you pass it on the way going to, and you always think about
should
it.
Should I go to medieval times?
Huh?
Yeah, should I go?
Is it medieval times? Yes.
Yeah.
I've never gone.
Right. Because you drive right by it all the time.
I've actually gone. Actually, no, I'm not.
No, you didn't.
That was very, I just, the only reason why I remember now is because you eat at your chair, and I thought that was amazing. I was like five. So you can eat right here? They like serve you food there.
Don't you guys just always eat on the lily pad?
That hurts.
do they even need to prepare it? I thought they just zap it out of the sky.
Okay.
You
know? That's why one
year I worked at the Renaissance Fair.
Did you?
I did.
Where were you?
Lady Figueroa, the killer of birds. Step forth to the axe throw as she takes out your beak.
I do love axe throwing.
Really?
Axe throwing is fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
You ever been axe throwing?
Gotta tell you.
I was pretty good.
Oh, hey, don't say
I
it,
was
dude.
Pretty good.
Hey, you saying that's for McClung's?
Hey, I'm going to just say this. That's very intangible.
That's going to be Max McClung's next trick is to dunk while throwing an axe.
I'm going to just tell you. Ain't no.
That's impressive.
Mm-mm. Nope. I can't. Mm. No. Oh, my goodness.
It's fun.
Huh?
It's a great time. You drink, you throw axes.
I'm not going to be around a whole bunch of white folks that drunk throwing knives.
Not even me?
I wasn't.
No, drunk. Especially you. You play games.
What about me?
Huh?
What about me? I'll keep you safe.
I mean, you won't have to crop. You can just cut.
Ooh, jousting.
I like that.
Jousting.
They do jousting?
They do, apparently. And there's theme nights or theme weekends.
How can you be theme weekends when your whole stick is ye old English?
No, the past weekend was fire and ice, for example.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's kind of cool. Like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, like dragons and stuff. And I think the following week was like archery. I don't know.
No, see, that's too dangerous for me. I would feel very uncomfortable.
Archery?
Dade says, I went to a Ren Fest at Biscaya.
Drinking? While drinking?
Bought a dagger, dude. A dagger, like, a dagger, how is a dagger different from a knife? A dagger's got, like, it's like a mini sword?
Smaller. Yeah, like a mini sword.
I wanted to buy one, but I couldn't obviously bring it from one end of the country to the next.
Where? Yeah, you could.
She likes knives.
You pack it in your luggage.
Really?
Yeah. She wanted to get rid of the murder weapon.
Yes. I got in trouble for that. So,
when you wanted me to get in trouble?
No, wait, listen.
Oh.
My buddy Harold got married in Hawaii. So, that's my boy. I go out to Hawaii.
Nah.
I stopped off in Vegas, right?
Jeez.
I said, oh, man, I got to get him a gift. I know he likes to cook. I got him a box of these fancy knives, right?
Oh, I found out the
knives. I go through security. I got the knives in my arm. They go, sir, sir, sir. But this was before all of that, right?
That was before.
And I'm like, they're still in the box. You can't take that. So I had to go check in, and I missed my flight. Had to fly to a different island. But they said, yeah, you can travel with them. You just have to check them in.
Schmieden's,
so all you have to do is put it in your luggage, and you can buy it.
Schmieden says, don't take your kids to Renfest unless you want your little boy to see things that turn him into a man. Oh. Are there exposed wenches? Is that at the Renfest?
There are a couple jugs out. There are a couple jugs out.
We did not cover these back in Renaissance times.
Scantily clad. I found out the difference between a dagger and a knife, by the way.
What's that?
Dagger, specifically for close combat. Knife, made for cutting. Dagger, blade on both sides. Knife, blade on one side. Kind of thing, you know?
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Give us a weather update later from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Sure. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Beautiful. Call up at 866-954-MORE.
This is how we used to do weather in the Renaissance times.
Nice. All right. Winds are coming out of the east. Looks like it's going dead east. And it's humming. I got to say it's around 15 miles an hour, give or take a couple. It is, by me, mostly cloudy. So you might have a chance of a passing shower. They don't look very...
Don't forget to mention that Paul Skeens is starting opening day.
Okay. Jeez.
Are you done? And I would say it's about 83 degrees.
Last chance to see Sandy.
Yeah. Before he's mysteriously not here.
Wait until we trade him to the same rotation as Paul Skeens.
Who's younger? Okay. This guy, Pasnik, or our guy?
Who's our guy?
The GM.
Oh, does he look younger than Mendick? I don't know. Passan has some impressive hair.
Yeah, but he still looks 12. He hasn't aged like one bit.
No, he has not. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, maybe we'll hear a little bit more from the baseball savant in the mix bag. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Where is Frog Boy? Why do you guys take up his office? Like, you just kick up your feet. Like, he's trying to do his job. And you just sit there, and you're just like, he's late to start the show.
We were having a conversation about Jennifer had some, she has some slippers on. And we were like, oh, we could never pull that off. And I'm like, they're like, and then he pulled up some shoes. Oh, these the ones I really, yeah, the Canadians wear them. They little flip-flops with the strap.
Like Birkenstocks?
No, not Birkenstocks. No, that's way too fancy.
You're just trying to make fun of my feet, but you can't.
I didn't know I wasn't. This became, and then we show some where the just toe crushers, right?
He's not making fun of anybody's feet. He's got web feet, and he buys from the
Leroy,
dead.
Leroy,
no,
Leroy.
I have.
That's rare. I'm
my
rare.
Toes are standing single file. Why would I make fun of somebody else's feet?
Dude's mine got toes like UMFSU wide right.
Okay.
See, that wasn't necessary.
What?
Unnecessary. Dude.
Unnecessary.
Sorry. Want to mix things up?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
We can.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by this show's toes. What do you got for us today there, Froggy?
We got some more controversial statements from none other than Draymond Green himself. Straight from the horse's mouth, which is a saying, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says the NBA... It's boring today.
It's not smart basketball no more. I saw a clip not too long ago where Kobe said, like, yo, it's accidental basketball. And he couldn't have been more right. It was so refreshing to play against Bron. Because every possession is like a chess match. But you don't just get that on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. And so I think it's very boring.
Wow.
Can I say why he feels that way?
Sure.
Because he can't shoot the three, nor can he run.
That was Oscar Robertson's point to him, where he says all he does is throw his pass to Steph Curry.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. There's no nuance because your game has no nuance.
I do think, though, there are times where I watch the Heat, especially this season, and I'm like, this is a stupid team.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're a very smart team.
I agree with you.
But hold on, though. Do you think that and then realize Terry Rozier is the one with the ball every time you think that?
No, I think I don't. I think probably, like, outside of Bam, I think this is a team that, like, lacks the thought process of a good basketball team right now.
I just think that you need somebody on your team that's aware of the situation and can get you through it.
Mm-mm.
So, like, I'm going to tell you, there's never been a point in a game where if we were getting pounded, somebody didn't come in and say, yo, we got to pick it up. We getting killed. Right? Like, they are shocked after a game when they've only scored 10 or 8 points, right?
Yep.
Shocked. They look at the thing and go, wow.
How did that happen?
Right. And I think everybody has to be more aware so they can apply the necessary pressure or make the adjustments to not only score single digits.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Speaking of the Heat.
Mm.
This is a story that concerns another man with a trade clause he probably shouldn't have. And that is Trevor Lawrence.
Oh? Ooh. Wait, what?
I know, right?
Does he have a no trade clause?
He does indeed.
Really?
He has a
How did the Jaguars get suckered into that one?
How does that happen, my friend?
Is there Trevor Lawrence trade buzz?
There is trade buzz that he could be heading to Pittsburgh, actually. There are rumors and reports that
he's going to want that, right? I would figure you'd want to go get the hell out of Jacksonville, go to Pittsburgh, right?
You know, you would think that, but Mr. Lawrence has other plans.
I didn't really see anything. My agent texted me and was like, "Hey, this is a." And then, of course, I saw it after he texted me and said, "Hey, this is a report that's out there. I don't think there's anything to it, but I'll check into it." So I saw it, and it's funny though. When he sent it to me, I was like, you know, I wouldn't say your heart drops, but you're kind of like, what? Like, you think, and then I'm like, I can't even get, I have a no trade clause in my contract. So I would know about it if I was getting traded or if that was something that was going to happen. You know, I'd have to be on board with it. So, which I'm not. I'm happy here in Jacksonville. I plan on, you know, we want to win a Super Bowl here. And, you know, I think we can do that.
Wait. So did he just pull a Bradley Beal?
He just pulled a Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
He just pulled a Bradley Beal.
Good.
That's kind of crazy.
Why? Wait, so...
Well, if they really did want to trade for him, if you were Trevor Lawrence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's just happy having no pressure in Jacksonville? Because, like, who cares?
Here, let me explain something to you. You have to understand, sometimes guys say things because it's the right thing to say because there's no reality to it yet, no substance. If these conversations continue, right, and then he gets traded or they want to get traded or whatever, he'll come out with another comment. So does he want to suck his whole career and be lost in Jacksonville? I don't know. Yeah. Does he think Jacksonville's going to turn it around? I don't know.
But if you were to talk about, like, I'm just saying, like, Jacksonville is probably, like, the least relevant market in all of football. Going to an absolute flagship franchise.
A franchise you know you're always going to be competing for playoff spots and Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds great.
Not good enough.
No. But that's what you say now because his agent told him there's nothing to it. So you can then get your support up by saying, I got a no trade clause. I would never agree to that. I want to be in Jacksonville. All the fans love you and whatever. Now, get a call a month from now or before the draft, and they go, and his agent calls, and ain't nobody hearing all of this. His agent calls and say, hey, there's some substance to this. What are you thinking about?
Mm.
Right? So, and that's the way it goes. But yeah, you can always answer a question when it's not a reality. You can always take the high road.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have the most underwhelming stamp of approval from an owner of a team that you'll ever hear. And that is from Bruce Sherman, of course. That is him discussing the moves he's made. He said, hey, we've signed some free agents, baby. You just don't know them.
Oh, my gosh. You ready for this?
Resounding advertisement.
As a man living in Jacksonville, there are many other places I would rather live. Pittsburgh ain't one of them.
Jeez. I've never been to Pittsburgh.
I have. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to get there. So we've taken a bus.
I've been to Jacksonville, and it sucks.
Zaxby's, though. No, wait, no. Whataburger.
I will say, I can't remember the restaurant, but I did get the best breakfast I've ever had in Jacksonville.
Right? Were you just really hungry?
No, it was really good, but it was a bar, too. Like, you could get whiskey, you could get a full thing there
at 8 a.m.
That's Jacksonville. You got to get through the day somehow.
Yeah, that's right. It's true. This is Bruce Sherman, breaking my heart.
Everybody wants you to sign every free agent that's available. We understand that. And we have signed free agents. We've signed not the big name free agents, but we've signed Betty free agents. Cal was signed. We signed a lot of minor league free agents. We have done more trades than almost any club in baseball. We have an incredible crew of young talent that's going to emerge for multiple years. We're really, really excited about that. I think if you take the time to look, get to know our organization, get to watch the players, and get to see how we continue to develop on the field, we're going to create the fans that I want, that Peter wants, that all of you want. So I'm really excited about what's going to happen going forward.
Good for you.
I mean, I appreciate his enthusiasm, but I wish he would come over here and look at it. You know what I mean? Like, if he was dealing with any business that performed like that, and he was on this side of it, he wouldn't do business with that company.
Isn't this cousin Judge Judy?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, she would always say in the courtroom, you know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Ah.
And that's what I feel. I feel like he needs to step up to Judge Judy's court because he's unzipped his pants, he's peeing on my leg, and he's telling me he's raining. Like, that's what he's doing right now. We sign free agents, not the ones you guys have heard of. It's like, yeah, that's the point. That's the point, dude. What are you going to hold up Avisil Garcia for 10 years because you blew one? Great.
Hmm. Man, I had no idea they were cousins.
I'd rather she own the Marlins.
I would rather she own the Marlins.
She's got to be richer than he is. She's super rich.
She is super rich.
She owns all of those court shows.
Yeah. Does Judge Judy want to own the Marlins?
Judge Judy, say, Evan 11 says, Judge Judy always says, beauty fades, dumb is forever.
Very wise woman.
I'm going to use that one.
Coming up. I always love when they would tease. Coming up. She goes, you know what you did? You're a criminal. More to come on Judge Judy.
$480 million, that's her net worth.
Wow.
So he's
his worth?
$2 billion?
Is that his net worth?
I don't think
he's worth billions. Because he's got a lot of like partners in this team. What's he worth?
It says around $500 million.
Call Cuzzo up and say, hey, you want the fish?
Jamesies, dude.
Why would she want the fish?
Why would she want the fish?
Why would she want to be in the same state as you?
You think they make fun of him? You think she makes fun of him at Thanksgiving? Be like, how's that little baseball team you bought?
How's that minor league team doing? Good. Farming for the rest of the league.
Well, it's great, Judy. Judge Judy. That's what he calls her at Thanksgiving. Yeah, we got Paul Skeens.
Oh, God. Sick of this first week.
Dude, Judge Judy would eat Peter Bendix alive in court.
Eat him alive, dude.
Well, what we have here is we got a guy who's going to try and play center field, even though it failed miserably last year.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, Peter.
So great.
Take a break. Back after this.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.